Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, Season 11, Episode 39. Hello, I am Jen Kirkman. So as you know, AI is here. Seems like it just happened, right? I mean, we saw it happening slowly. Self-checkouts started to be a thing a few years ago. That's the only example I can think of for some reason that is like, I mean, I know there's Alexa and Siri and all these other weird things that I refuse to use. But in terms of, oh, okay, there's less humans working here and now I self-check out. Although, that's not really AI, but, and I'm the one checking myself out. But I would, the other day, I was in Stop and Shop and there was this giant, I mean, it had to be 6.5 foot tall, robot. Now, not a robot where you picture its arms and legs moving and it's walking and it's terrifying. It was just like, I don't know, looked like a pillar, you know? Square on all sides. Looked like the bottom of it was kind of almost like the way a Roomba is, you know? So it's just slow. I mean, slow. Slow. No human would walk this slow. It's basically standing still and imagine going fraction of a centimeter every few seconds. It's like, and it had this kind of painted on smiley face and it didn't make noise. It didn't talk or have a computerized voice coming out of it, but there was just a little sign on it that said something like, hi, I'm Binky, whatever. I'm Bobby and I'm the Stop and Shop store. Not security, but just a thing. It's a camera. I mean, that's all it is. It's a camera that's walking around or Roombaing around filming things. I mean, that's all it is. And it stops and it, and then it goes down an aisle. And it says, I'm here to find things like things that have spilled and report them. It's like, dude, if something spilled on aisle 9 and you're on aisle 4, it will take you an hour and a half to get to aisle 9. And is that really what the biggest, I mean, I worked in a grocery store. There were spills you'd hear once in a while, like twice a day, clean up on aisle 9. But it wasn't really the most pressing thing happening at the grocery store. Most pressing thing was, oh my God, the lines are so long. Let's get these people in and out. It's just going around and everyone is stopping to look at it and read the sign on it. So now there's just this backup of people. I am one of them. I was like, what the fuck is this thing? And I'm looking at it and I'm taking a video of it. So it's just going around reporting spills. So it can't even clean. I mean, again, I keep mentioning Roomba. So this thing detects a spill somehow. I don't really understand the technology of that, but sure. And then what? Does it page somebody? Does an alarm start going off? Woo, woo. Does it start going really fast towards an employee? There's a spill, for the love of God. Like, what does it do? And I'm like, this isn't for a spill. You're trying to find shoplifters or something. But again, this thing is so slow. It's not going to get anything cleaned up in time. But does it clean up the spill? Like, does somehow this Swiffer come out of its bottom and it starts wiping things? It was so dumb. And I thought, again, we're ahead in so many ways that terrify me. Technologically, and that are exciting, right? We can go to space, and I don't know why we need to individually as like a trip, but you know, and things in the sciences are exciting. If you need a bionic leg or whatever, there's great stuff going on. And then you see this and you go, why can't they, this robot that's really just a camera, why can't it go faster? I guess maybe it shouldn't because it'll knock you over. But again, if it's a robot, it should be able to not knock you over, or it should be able to knock you over and then tend to your wounds. You know, as you know, I was on strike as a writer. And one of the things that the writers could not get negotiated with the some who are evil people that run the streaming networks was we could not reach an agreement on the future of AI in writing. We did eventually, and we are good for 3 years when we will renegotiate. But so the way I look at it is we have a breather for 3 years where AI will not take over the writing industry, therefore making it not a career for humans. But again, we revisit it in 3 years when we renegotiate. We renegotiate every 3 years about, you know, whatever there is to negotiate, whatever's new on the landscape. Oh, now people watch TV on their thumb. How do we get residuals from that or whatever?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But when the negotiations first started, these tech people, or the lawyers that represent them, came in the room and said, yeah, the AI thing, we're not even discussing it. That's not a negotiation. They're like, yeah, no. And next, we're like, I mean, I wasn't in the negotiations, but the writers that are on the committee, we're like, no, we have to put something in writing that says you will not have an AI bot write. That's what they wanted. They wanted an AI bot to write scripts. And then maybe they'd hire one human writer to, you know, human it up. And then they'd make their show, where normally you have like anywhere from 4 to 10 writers in a writer's room, and it, you know, 3 to 4 writers stay on throughout the entirety of the production, through filming, through the, they don't want that anymore. That costs them money. Not that much money. Truly not enough money to make anyone at the top's salary lower, maybe by $1 million, maybe, probably not. Probably not even that much. It certainly does not affect the bottom line of the company. It's like bizarre greed at like pennies, at what would be pennies to them. But what they wanted, they didn't say this outright, but we're not stupid. They wanted AI to write everything and then one human to clean it up. And when you do that, you don't have enough writers to A, make a human story, but B, you need a certain amount of writers to keep paying into the union, which keeps the union going, and the union provides health insurance and pension and fair wages and, you know, a community, a thing that keeps these tech companies from just coming in and destroying this entire TV and movie industry that was doing quite fine without them. So anyway, they kind of just wanted to destroy the union as well. So great. We hold our breath for another 3 years, or we breathe for another 3 years, and we might have to hold our breath again. But where I can see where things like ChatGPT, where I can see so clearly that people who think movies and TV shows don't have to be as good as they can be, where that could come in and just write something and now we're off and running. Well, we've put that off for a little while longer. It's not going to happen. But I was reading this article today that both terrified me and not terrified me, where it's about Chipotle is getting into having robots make your food, except the robots can't do anything at all, really. They can make one thing and then they can't even put tinfoil on. And I thought, how are we not past this yet? How is technology not better? But also, thank God it's not better, because it just weirds me. You can't pay some college kids, high school kids saving up, you know, more than minimum wage and just have like enough. Okay. So this article is from The Atlantic. It says that a robot can now prepare your favorite Chipotle order just as long as you don't want a burrito, taco, or quesadilla. The robot cannot handle those. Your order must be a burrito, bowl, or a salad, and then it must be placed online. Then and only then. Once the robot makes it out of testing at the Chipotle Cultivate Center in Irvine, California, your bowl might soon be assembled by the chain's new automated digital make line. Ew. Let's call it a make line. And fuck off. So last Tuesday, or whenever I'm reading this, it was last Tuesday, a collaboration between Chipotle and an automation company called Hyphen happened, and this little robot or automated thing looks like a standard stainless steel Chipotle counter, or, you know, the situation with burrito components arrayed on top, but just inside, above knee level, okay, is a robotic assembly line that can prepare to-go bowls and salads from start to finish. And I guess Chipotle released a video, shows a bowl pivoting through the machine, positioning itself below specified ingredients, white rice, grains, then some corn. And at the end, a bowl ascends from the machine complete as an employee folds a burrito and wraps it in foil. So,
what makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This robot, which I'm sure is slower than a human, does that, then a person wraps it in a burrito. So Okay, so for right now, the person's job is safe. But even though there's chatbots and self-driving cars, robots are still not yet capable of replacing a fast food employee who serves as a cashier, preps ingredients, assembles your orders, and closes up shop. And right now, they can't even fold burritos. Last year, Chipotle unveiled Chippy, which was an autonomous kitchen assistant. Just call it a fucking robot. We're not stupid. Oh, it's not a robot. It's an autonomous kitchen assistant. Well, that sounds like a person. It integrates culinary tradition with artificial intelligence to make tortilla chips. In July, Chipotle announced the Autocado, an avocado processing prototype that cuts, cores, and peels avocados, eventually reducing guacamole prep time by 50%. I'm actually into that one. I don't know how to make guacamole. I mean, I do, but I don't want to. And cutting avocados stresses me out. I don't do it. I feel like I'm going to cut myself. Now, I know I'm not going to get one of these. I'm not going to get an avocado for my apartment in New York. But I'm just saying, like, I'm relating hard. But otherwise, okay. That's just crazy to me. So these robots at Chipotle, they literally, the next problem is that the machine is not capable of folding a burrito, and it cannot perform the final flourish, wrapping it in foil. Making custom burritos is actually very, very difficult for a robot, says Dimitri Berenson, an associate professor of robotics at the University of Michigan. Tactile sensing for robots is still in its infancy, which makes it hard to avoid overstretching tortillas or crushing what's inside. For even the most high-tech of robots, globs of guacamole are overwhelming. He says overcoming these barriers is going to require a lot more fundamental research. Oh, good. That's what we need to be putting our money into. I know I just said I was into something making guacamole, but you know what? It's fine. Just let another... I'll just keep relying on the kindness of strangers to make guacamole for me. This is insane. This is insane. But I'm also so glad to hear that robots who scare the shit out of me. Whenever I see one of those videos, like Harvard made this robot and it looks like this human thing that's running after you really fast and it's going to just choke you. I want to laugh. Ha ha, robots. You don't know how to roll a burrito. You can't use tinfoil. Ha ha, robots. Humans are still better than you, you fucking losers. Oh, if anyone out there was just scared that the robots are taking over, maybe in some ways, but they're still too stupid to make a burrito. They can't handle guacamole. They don't know what it feels like. They're going to crush a tortilla. Stupid ass robots. Anyway, to hear the rest of this episode, go to my Patreon. You get full length episodes without ads. And you can join for 7 days free. You get a free trial. So join now. Or later, patreon.com/JenKirkman, or click the link in the show notes. And if not, no problem. Until next week, have fun.